You are listening to Business Day Spotlight.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight. It is the Business Day podcast just around the economy and business in and around South Africa. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today we're looking at education as an investment for corporates, and we're going to be talking to a technology company just around what some of their thinking is around technology as an investment and where it's driving and where it's going and what the global thinking is, because we're going to be talking to Clayton Naidu, who is the general manager for Sub-Saharan Africa at Cisco. Now, Cisco is one of the biggest networking and technology companies in the world, and they've recently gone about investing quite a bit of money into investment in education. So that's the conversation we are going to be having. Clayton, how are you?
Hey, Mudiwa, thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm doing great, and thank you for providing me for the platform. It's a pleasure to be talking to you today.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Now, the Honorable Minister of the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies, that's Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, and Clayton Naidu from Cisco, actually signed a memorandum of understanding a few weeks back just around areas of cooperation for South Africa's digital future. The MOU forms part of Cisco's country digital acceleration program and contributes to South Africa National Development Plan for 2030. And we actually understand that Cisco has actually invested about 140 million rand or $9.2 million into this particular initiative. Clayton, can you just let us know what some of the thinking is from Cisco and why you decided to get into this partnership?
Sure, no problem. So we had the opportunity to meet the minister last year in December, just before the Global Citizen concert that happened in December last year at the FNB Stadium. Cisco is a technology partner for the Global Citizen. And prior to that meeting, we had the chairman and CEO of Cisco come into South Africa and have a meeting with then the deputy minister. The meeting was focused around skills development and Cisco's contribution towards skills development in South Africa. But the meeting then later led to us focusing on other investment priorities to leapfrog South Africa through the fourth industrial revolution and how we can use some of the technologies that we have that could benefit the people of South Africa. The meeting then was extended to Davos, where we had an opportunity to meet the president. And there was a meeting with, again, the chairman of Cisco, as well as the president of South Africa, within the Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies. And it was agreed that we will invest in a program called Country Digitization Acceleration Program. And really the program is focused around us providing investment into the country in partnership with the government to leapfrog South Africa through the fourth industrial revolution and benefit from the technologies that come as a result of it, right? So it is a structured program. It has a few pillars in it, and I can take you through those pillars if you like. I'm particularly excited about it because it's going to make a major impact in some of the social issues that we have in South Africa, such as unemployment and skills development. So I'm very excited about it.
Now, Clayton, why is this such an important issue for Cisco? You know, around the world, Cisco, I'm sure, is investing in education in different ways. But specifically, I guess, for South Africa, what is some of your thinking about why investment in education, specifically as a technology company, why is this an important thing for you guys to be putting your money into?
Sure. I guess we as South Africans are more, I would call it, users of the technology that has been developed as opposed to creating the technologies, which is what I worry about. And if you look at some of the platforms that we are using, right, platforms like Uber, Airbnb, platforms that's coming up, Facebook and some of the Google platforms that's coming up, we're pretty much users of it as opposed to us creating those platforms. Now, if you look at the opportunity that exists for us as South Africans, is firstly, we need a mindset shift. Is we need to understand that we have the capability to develop those platforms in South Africa, because we understand the problems in South Africa. I mean, I find it fascinating that we have people outside of South Africa designing solutions for South Africa, and then we consume it. I always have a problem with that. And I think technology now is so open. We're moving into what we call an open source world, where most of the platforms interact with each other. I think we have enough skills in the country right now, by the way, in some of these young entrepreneurs that we work with. There's enough skills in the platform to start developing these solutions that can solve the problems of South Africa, right? And just to give you a view, right, and what it takes is, I think firstly we need to ensure that we educate our people, and I can't emphasize that enough, because education, and by the way, education needs to be, at a basic education level, then move into the higher education. But the first thing we need to do on this thing, my view, is ensure that the connection is available. Because I think the connection at the moment is disparate. We need to ensure that everybody gets equal access to connection, to bandwidth, right? The second thing is, once you have the connection, you have a connection to the internet, and then, your world becomes borderless, right? The second thing we need to do is ensure that an individual and disadvantaged individual has some sort of compute power in their hands. This is a tablet, a device, a computer. They have something in which they can connect with, and then the content is available, right? So those are the two fundamentals. In fact, it's not complex. If we fix those fundamentals, then we have all of the players around us that can bring the content, including our own people, right? And then from there, we need to make magic with the two, right? And making magic with the two is, how do we get together and get the great minds together, working together and collaborating together, using collaboration tools like the one we're using right now, to join forces in designing solutions that could solve our problems, right? So I think we have to get the foundational right. In the aspect of of job creation and skills and so on, I think there's a lot of focus right now on the future of jobs, and a lot of people are worried about what happens to jobs in the advent of fourth industrial revolution, when some of these technologies become pervasive, etc. And again, I think it's a mindset, Madiwa. I think a lot of the forums I've been in, and we also in a very strong unionized environment, and rightfully so, right? I think we have to fight for our people. But the mindset shift that I want to talk about is that we focus a lot on protecting the jobs and not the people, and that's a mindset shift, right? Is because I don't think we can do anything about protecting the jobs, because whether we like it or not, the jobs will be reinvented, whether we like it or not, right?
I think that's something that the workers at MultiChoice and the banking unions would definitely have a problem with you actually talking about right now. Can you just explain to us just a little bit?
But I mean, again, if you take the banking sector, I think if we focus on protecting the people, and I'm sure they have taken those strides in terms of responsibility, right? Because you have to combine a traditional skill with a digital skill, because I believe a traditional skill will not go away. In fact, some elements of it, right? Because you have to have a human interacting with the machine, and the human needs to have at least some level of traditional skill to apply it onto a digital skill, right? I think with whether robots are going to come and take over everything and automate everything, in South African context, I think we're still far away from that. If you have to be realistic, however. What's going to happen is some level of automation in processes, where it used to be a manual process, now it's an automated process. And what we should be focusing on is actually the people that used to do the traditional process. How do we reskill them very, very quickly to start now learning the digital process? And that's going to take collective effort, right? I believe with the entire industry. It's not going to just be Cisco. It's going to be all my peers in the industry that we need to call on. Some of the investments we're making under the Country Digitization Acceleration Program, I wish all my peers in the industry do the same, because then we can just help leapfrog just faster, everybody through this revolution, right?
So we are on the line with Clayton Naidoo, who is the general manager for Sub-Saharan Africa at Cisco, just giving us a roundup of some of their thinking around education, specifically as a technology company, and why it's important to be investing in some of these future skills. As you heard, he doesn't want us to be takers of technology, but rather creators of technology, and he's actually putting out a challenge to other technology leaders to actually go out and invest in the education of the local South Africans and actually make sure that skills get to the level that they need to be at. So we're just going to take a quick break and then we'll be back after this.
The cryptocurrency revolution is a rabbit hole that goes deeper than just Bitcoin and blockchain. South Africa's revolutionary cryptocurrency investment platform, Revix, presents Beyond Bitcoin, your guide to the crypto future. Unpack the news, trends, and terminology live every Monday on The Gareth Cliff Show on cliffcentral.com. You can also download every episode on the Cliff Central app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. This is the Business Day Spotlight. We are on the line with Clayton Naidoo from Cisco. Just before the break, he was telling us why Cisco is investing in education. As you heard, they've invested about 140 million rand in local education around the digitization of South Africa. But as we continue with the discussion, Clayton, can you just let us know perhaps what some of the engagements you've had are in terms of creating the program? You've got your Cisco Country Digital Accelerator program. How did you guys come up with this? Who did you engage with? And what were some of the tenets or pillars that you decided that you were going to run with?
Yeah, sure. So, when we designed the program, it was not designed in isolation. We had workshops with the departments and various departments to articulate what is it we should be doing. At the same time, we also want to align it. We wanted to align it with the National Development Plan because I think that's a structured plan that requires us to contribute towards its implementation. I don't think it's a plan for government only. I think it's a plan for everybody. And if you look at some of the pillars that we wanted to unpack, the first thing is around job creation. Now, I think it's a worldwide strategy, to be honest. I don't think it's unique to South Africa. The only way that you will stimulate or create new jobs fast is if you stimulate the small business economy, right? That's the only way, right? Because the large guys are not focusing on creating jobs. They're focusing on optimizing their workforce and their business strategies and using technologies to do that. But if you look at the small business, and specifically now I'm speaking for small businesses in ICT, which is our first pillar, and the first pillar we call job creation. But what we're doing there is we're creating a very unique program in which we're providing a space in which we have these young entrepreneurs in ICT to come and collaborate with us. So we're giving them a space. In fact, we have two built out in South Africa, and we have, as part of the program, confirmed funding to build seven more in the country, and we kind of targeting one in every province, right? The one is in Gauteng, at the Gauteng Innovation Hub. So that's the one that the old Mark Shawworth Innovation Hub. So that's one that's built up there. The second one is at the Dubai Trade Port. And we're proud of those centers because we have these SMEs that we incubate, but they go into those centers and they basically have free space in which they can work with together with Cisco. Now, if you talk about the space, what's in the space, right? It's really cool. It's a really cool office that they can call it their own office. And they have an opportunity to bring their customers into that office and use the technology to demo to their customers, right? They have all of the Cisco tools as well as the products available in which they can demo. And if they need to bring in expertise, within South Africa that is not specifically in that location, they can use collaborative technology that we're using today, right? I mean, you sitting in your studio, I'm sitting in my office. It seems as we in immersive experience sitting in the boardroom, and we create the same experience for those young SMEs. So, I mean, they could bring a high profile customers into the center, and they want to dial somebody, that requires in-depth technical expertise. They can dial them in, and they could be in the same immersive experience. We want them to collaborate and design their solutions together with us. And basically, what we're focusing on is we want them to sell their solutions to the market. And when they sell their solutions to market, we want them to land the deals. And when they land the deals, we want them to grow their companies and employ unemployed graduates that's coming through the Net Academy. Now, I call it a circle of opportunity with job creation at the center of it. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to create these circles of opportunity for these young individuals that's going through our Net Academies. And just to explain our Net Academies, we have around 75 plus Net Academies in South Africa, where we train Cisco skills through those Net Academies, from basic skills right up to advanced skills, where you can get certifications through it. And we have about 14,000 students per year.
Now, Clayton, how do these academies actually work? Are you guys offering just educational support, or are you also doing some element of enterprise development? Like, do you end up having some of these entrepreneurs as part of your supply chain, for example? How does Cisco actually help people that are in the Net Academy to actually perhaps start selling on their products or to get into bigger supply chains?
So far, we have most of our entrepreneurs that have grown their business hired from Net Academy. And we've created tangible jobs. And now think about that effect, right? Is that they came through the they had nothing. They studied through the Net Academy. They've got a certification. They suddenly got a job. And that's the circle of opportunity that we want to create. And they got a job because we empowered the small business to sell to customers. That makes sense to you, right? So we're creating this circle of opportunity. We call the center Cisco Edge. And if you understand the definition of Cisco Edge, I think you probably understand what I mean by circle opportunity. And, you know, in Edge, the E stands for experience, the D stands for design, the G stands for go-to-market. We're helping them in the go-to-market, and the E stands for earn. Because if they're not earning money, they're not going to be able to afford, you know, these graduates, right? So that's what Cisco Edge stands for. And it's very unique in what we're trying to achieve here. It's not about focusing on just educating the SMME around what is the best product and how do you sell the product. We're actually going the full circle, right? We're incubating them, but also providing them a talent pool.
Now, something that our listeners might be interested to know then is, what form of support are you guys taking in these businesses? Are you guys seeing yourselves as investors? Is this an incubator? Are you guys venture capitalists? How do you guys actually, you know, see yourselves? Because there are many, you know, different forms that Cisco can actually, you know, take when it comes to these Net Academy businesses.
Yeah, so we right now we in the incubating phase, but some of our eco partners that's coming on board are focusing on the business development, right? So we're focusing on incubating them through Cisco and supporting them in their solutions to go to market. And if you look at what we're trying to achieve, is that we sell our own solutions through partners into the market. It's you know, the full spectrum of solutions, and we go through an entire value proposition with our customers. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get, you know, these SMEs trained up on going through the same value proposition themselves, right? Now, we're combining, our efforts with our distributors. So we want our distributors to also work with us and provide credit lines to these SMEs, you know, with an understanding that they understand the technology now, they've got a proposal on the table, they've landed the deal, and now they need to place an order. And they have to place an order via a distributor. So a distributor needs to ensure that they go through the necessary credit checks, you know, let them understand, you know, what does distribution mean? How do you price it out? What does it mean to have a credit line? So we're trying to go through the full spectrum here with them. And it's a journey, right? I mean, it's not going to, you know, we don't do this overnight. We focus on the first 3 months on just enablement to take them through kind of readiness from understanding technology up to a certain certification level. And we then ask them to bring some of their customers in. When they bring their customers in, we sit with them and take them through what a presentation looks like with a customer, what a proposal needs to look like. How do you create a proposal? What does margins mean? You know, so you don't outprice yourself or underprice yourself, as an example. So we're trying to focus on it holistically, right, in the program.
Now, the last time I spoke to you, there's an interesting concept that you actually, you know, spoke about to me. And I would like you to perhaps talk to our listeners around this idea of education as a subscription. What do you mean by that? And what actually made you think about it becoming a thing?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, right? If you look at pretty soon, we're going to have one just over 1 billion people in Africa, and predominantly youth. And if you look at, if you have kids like I have a 6-year-old, and if he's going to go through the same education system that he's doing now, let's assume, he's going to go through the same education system and do the same kind of qualification in 15 years, right? Which is going to be around, he's going to be about 20, where he's going to be in like university, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever you learn through that system is going to be irrelevant, right? So then it leads me to this whole concept that I don't think you could ever stop learning with technology being introduced now in the form of an industrial revolution. It's a phenomenon that I think we will never get away from. And one of the things that I think we need to focus on is that learning becomes subscription. That learning, you can't, it's very similar to like a cell phone contract, right? And if you think about a cell phone contract, people can't do without it. And all, there's prepaid and post, but it's a contract. You have a number, and I think you're going to have this learning number with a provider, and that learning number is going to stay with you until your death. Because for you to be relevant, in the new world that we're entering into, you almost need to find a way to learn every day. And mind you, there's different mediums of learning. When people talk about learning, they just think about, hey, classroom-based, and I finish my degree. But there's so many forms now, right? There's online learning, there's different types of learning. We're doing a podcast, it's a learning form. People follow that medium, and I think you're going to have to find a subscription soon, like a learning subscription that you're going to subscribe to. And you're going to get all of these mediums of learning coming in, and you're going to have to find time to catch up.
Thank you so much. So that's been us. We've been talking to Clayton from Cisco. Clayton, how can people either get in touch with you? And for those who might not know, we said it at the beginning of the show that Cisco is one of the biggest technology companies in the world, specifically when it comes to issues of networking. What does Cisco actually do for those who don't know, I guess, in a simple way? And how can people maybe perhaps engage with you guys or some of your products? And what are some of the solutions that you guys have come up with in the market?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of people know Cisco for being an organization that provides technology that connects you to the internet. But also, we are at the same time, we're the largest security company in the world, cybersecurity company in the world. And if I can give a message out, it's around ensuring that you research Cisco's product line in the security space. And the reason I'm signaling that out or picking that out is because in the context of South Africa, we need to ensure that the posture of South Africa from a cybersecurity or preventing cybercrime needs to be optimal. I think it starts off with educating our people and ensuring that at the same time, because people work for organizations and they will then pass that message to their organizations to ensure that they are secure. Because if you look at the number of connections that we're going to have in different forms, through the Internet of Things and many other aspects, cyber criminals are just going to be waiting and ready to attack, and we need to be ready for that. And I think Cisco has a comprehensive portfolio in the security space that we can look into and support you on.
So you heard it, a very interesting discussion with Clayton Naidoo, General Manager for Sub-Saharan Africa at Cisco, giving us their thoughts around education as an investment. Just ending the discussion off talking about education as a subscription service and just telling us some of the developments that Cisco has had in the security sector. I would actually encourage people to actually go out there and actually find out what corporates are doing just around education, simply because you never know the opportunities that are out there. I've actually come across a number of different programs, particularly technology companies that are fully funding studies. So if that's something that you're interested in, that's something you can check out. They've invested 140 million rand, and they are trying to do their bit in terms of the fourth industrial revolution in South Africa. So that's been it in terms of today's edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. And then remember that you can Follow us, join in the conversation on Twitter. Our hashtag is hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can subscribe for free. That's on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. Remember that Business Day Spotlight is a multimedia live production. So for myself, Mudiyo Gavaza, and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.